El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to You Don't Even Like This Show. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to host a podcast called Unpopular Opinion, and that podcast was this podcast. But then everyone else in the world decided they liked the name Unpopular Opinion a lot too, so we changed the name to You Don't Even Like This Show. Each week, me and a couple of guests selected from a pool of the absolute sharpest minds the LA entertainment scene has to offer, use this here space to talk about whatever the hell we want. News, pop culture, politics, information, you name it, we talk about it. And sometimes my co-host Jeff May is here too. It's a blast. You're going to love it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to You Don't Even Like This Show, a podcast about news, pop culture, information, drinking glasses, reading glasses, eyeglasses, missiles, information, culture, whatever we want. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host this week, my favorite co-host of all, no co-host. But I do have a couple of guests who are my co-hosts on other things. Case in point, Jennifer Scott is here.
It's me, hi.
From the Trend Pony podcast, and also lots of other, Jen's on
from
everything.
So many things.
All the time. Jen,
from
how's it
being
going?
America's sweetheart.
America's sweetheart, Jen Scott. I forgot that part.
Yeah.
World dictator, Jen Scott.
Dictator of Earth, America's sweetheart, most beautiful girl in the world. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Second most beautiful girl in the world also joining us, Travis Clark.
I'm America's sweet tart.
Ooh!
Travis is my co-host on You Don't Even Like This Band. If you're a subscriber, we are in the midst of the second Fleetwood Mac season. You know what?
What?
I should start putting that first Fleetwood Mac season out.
Hell yeah.
For the pub. Free well, for all.
I do feel, you know, our Mac content is very strong.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. We talk about bands and their antics, basically.
Bantics.
Bantics.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about this week, though. We're getting down we're getting down to business. We're talking about serious stuff. We're talking about COVID. It's hot right now.
Oh, I thought it was over. Are we done with that?
I mean, as of May 2023, the pandemic is officially over, like, in terms of it being labeled a pandemic.
What's COVID?
It's fake. It is a disease made in a lab. No. We all know what COVID is. We're believers.
Do you remember when John Lennon was like, COVID's over if you want it? You know, like that was his whole thing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he and Yoko were in bed because they had COVID.
Yeah, they were self-isolating.
With a room full of reporters and half of the Rolling Stones. Jen, what were you going to say?
Did you guys get the last boosty?
I collect them. I'm a completist when it comes.
Sports cards. Vaccines, yeah. Like, that's just your jam. That's what you're always like.
Pez dispensers.
Yeah, you put a COVID vaccine in front of me, I'm going to take it.
He's got this really cool shadow box frame of like all the syringes of all the different vaccines he's gotten.
Wow.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Will you sign that? Will you sign that, please, doc?
If they put COVID forget it. Forget it. My voice, I'm on these antibiotics that makes my brain go way faster than what my mouth will do. And I just am getting so lost in the sauce. So let's podcast.
That antibiotic? Methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Have we all had COVID?
No.
I've had it twice.
I've had it zero times.
I don't know. I've been sick a couple times that felt like it had to be COVID, but I've never
not test.
The most recent time I tested multiple times and it didn't come back as COVID, but also the test might have just not been robust enough to get whatever new variant I had.
That's what I think happened to me. I think I got I was getting the new variant before it was cool. And so there was no ability for that to show up on the test because I got a level of sick I've never been before. And that lasted for a very long time. And then it went away.
And don't get me wrong.
I still stayed home and avoided people because I'm not that kind of asshole who's going to be like, well, I'm sick, but it's not COVID, so I better go hit this open mic.
Party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I better go hit this crowded space anyway and give what I have to everyone else. So yeah, when I say I don't know if it was COVID, it doesn't really matter. Like, me and my wife were both sick and we both stayed home.
I'm currently sick. It sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm doing this episode. Like, everyone is sick right now. I had to one recording I had scheduled for Friday got canceled because people were sick. I was reaching out to people to like try and cobble together a replacement episode. Most people are sick except me and Travis right now, apparently.
And that's why I got off the bench and that's why Coach put me in today.
Right? Called up from the G Leagues.
I'm just on antibiotics, so I'm able to exist. But also, I thought it was COVID, and I went to the doctor, and they tested me for COVID, flu, and strep. And I have strep and the flu, but not COVID.
Oh, wow. 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's still a passing grade.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still...
Fuck those people, though. I hate urgent care. They can explode.
See, the urgent care by me is really cool. I didn't
mind
it.
Well, they're fine, but they also were like, we're going to send out your results and you'll know in a couple days. And I was like, I can't breathe. You're going to tell me now.
Oh, did they tell you now?
Yeah, they sure tested it in-house. Send fucking out to where, you dildos?
Yeah, that is weird. Why would you... If you
I don't know. Every time I'm at the doctor, if I don't act like I'm literally going to burn the place to the ground, they will let me die.
Yeah. Sure.
Are you guys open to hearing too much information about me?
Totally.
Are you open to the audience hearing too much information about me?
I've accepted the fact that I overshare by default.
Let's go.
For no apparent reason, my doctor mailed me an envelope I'm supposed to poop in and mail back to them. And I'm like, for what? Is this a prank?
Like, it sounds like a prank.
Did you send this to me to see if I would do it? And also, like, what person is getting these envelopes going, why do people keep mailing me this?
Like, more like to see if you would do it.
Yeah.
Where's the poop getting sent to?
I don't know.
So you didn't like,
this is,
were you at the doctor for a thing and they were like, here's what you need to do? Or no, were they just
basically like, you know, you're at that age where you might have butt cancer. So poo on this envelope and mail it to us and we'll tell you if you have butt cancer. And I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, the alternative
that
is
seems like somebody's collecting poop. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's just some guy going, I want to see how many people will mail me their poo.
Nah, people are fucking that poop.
Oh. Well, then I'll monetize my poop if that's what we're doing with it.
I'm saying.
I mean, I'm sure there's somewhere you could do that if you really want
to. Yeah, only poop. Absolutely is.
Dig into that underbelly of the internet. It's interesting you bring that up because I had to do that during an illness that in retrospect I thought maybe might have been COVID, but I don't know if people remember, but there was like a 3-month span a couple years ago where I just had intense stomach issues where it was like I was constipated and had diarrhea all the time. Like it was bad. And at the time I was like, what is this stomach thing? And I at no point thought, oh, maybe it's COVID, because at the time, like everything we knew about COVID was like, you know, you lose sense of smell, sense of taste, you know, flu-like symptoms, things like that. And so like in the midst of that, I got a COVID booster and everything. Like I had no thought of it being COVID. And then all these stories started coming out about cases of COVID that were just like stomach symptoms, nothing else. And I had this like really intense fatigue at one point, like fatigue like I've never had in my life. Like I wasn't tired. It was like I would shower and I'd have to stand there
for a few
minutes to like build up the energy to like pick up soap. Like it was intense. And so looking back, that might have been COVID, but I got that booster in the middle of it. So who would know?
I don't know. Shower fatigue was going around too. You might've caught that. Just,
And no doctor at any point was like, hey, maybe it's COVID. So I didn't think anything of it.
What they were like is poop in this envelope.
I sure did have to poop in a bag, though. They give you a mechanism for it. They didn't like give you the tools. They just like.
It's literally I opened it up and then it's like the most graphic photo depiction of what you're supposed to do. Like, usually it's a drawing. Like, this is a photo of a turd and you're poking it with a stick. And I'm like, what the fuck is
you're
this?
You're doing poop operation at that point.
Yeah.
If you touch the sides, the poop lights up. It's great.
I think Jen's right. You're like involved in a porn operation now.
I think that someone really wants your poop.
This could be the first day of the rest of your life, Travis.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, I've had to do this, but for some guy named Frank.
So what should I charge? I have no reference. There's no rate sheet that I'm supposed to break this down on.
Well, they were going to get it for free. Thank God you talked to me today.
Thank God. Now I owe you 10% of whatever I make.
I'm your poop manager now.
Oh, I love that this is how our COVID episode's starting off.
I was very concerned it was going to be really dark exclusively, so I came in extra silly.
Oh, I forgot to record video. Whoops. We're fine. I'm recording on the mixer, so it's fine.
No, we got to start all over now, and I got to talk about my poop, and Jen's got
to
my
man. Roll it back to poop one.
Take it from the top.
Back to two.
I guess this is a good point to mention that after weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of not doing it, we're back to posting episodes on YouTube. I had a thing with the studio where we recorded, and it made live streaming and video stuff kind of a nightmare. So, hey, hello, YouTube. Once again, you missed like the first 15, 20 minutes of this because I forgot to record the video part. But hey, go listen to the podcast.
Everyone's going
to
see my room? Oh, man, I should have cleaned up.
Yeah, you missed a whole lot of talk about Travis and me pooping in a bag. Not together, but hey, don't kink shame if we were.
Now maybe together.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't that kind of podcast.
Tell Frank.
Who's Frank?
Go listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. If everyone's seen video now, I suppose I should do one of these.
Whoa!
Oh, hey! Yeah.
And if you're listening to the audio, now's the time to switch to video. So there!
What? Your boy's got sparkles, baby!
What a conundrum for everyone now. So, we're talking about COVID for a few reasons. One, everyone's sick, including Jen, who was just...
As I cough my fucking brains out in a perfect time.
Hacking up a lung. And also, bad news, everybody. We are in the midst of the second biggest COVID surge ever.
Surge.
Ever?
Forever, ever. Like, I'm sure people have seen those headlines.
Ever.
Guys, we can do better. Let's get this surge to number one. We can really push it. Let's make this worse than it's ever been.
They're trying.
It's the biggest since Omicron, which you're never going to top Omicron.
I forgot her.
Yeah, like just for naming reasons alone, you're never going to top Omicron.
Nah.
Omicron.
Like if we just called COVID Omicron, everyone would have been scared of it all the time. We wouldn't have been as divided as a nation as we were. Instead, people
Omicron's
saw
my favorite Transformer, though.
True. Yeah, there's probably copyright concerns. Yeah. That could be
what I was trying to do was Omicron to the tune of Kodachrome, but it wasn't quite there.
Oh, that's the Paul Simon song?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a deep cut for the people.
It's a deep cut for me. I was like, what?
There's a bunch of headlines out there about our current COVID surge. Is everyone still doing COVID stuff in public? Like, are you still mostly masking up?
Yeah, I mask up if I go places where I am suspect of other people. Like if I, like a grocery store. Like, I don't know.
So if you're around Travis and he's got a mask on, he's sus of you.
Kinda, yeah. Like when I go to the doctor, I do it. And when I go to the grocery store, because I've just seen people just do insane. I watched a lady eat a cake in the grocery store and like put the part back that she didn't want. And I'm like, if this is happening, I don't know what you're doing outside of here. And I need to kind of, you know, I'd prefer to just wear one of those. Remember those party bubbles people would wear?
Oh, sure.
Flaming Lips would do when they would be in concert. I'd walk around in a giant hamster ball if I could.
Oh, that'd be amazing. If we could do that. I feel like that is another thing. Like if we replace masks with those, we would all mask up all the time. We would all bubble up.
I have been wearing a mask because I've been sick, but also literally 2 weeks ago, I went to a cult themed birthday party and someone fed me cake with their hands. So I don't know what I'm
doing. Was it the lady from the grocery store that I saw?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
That could have just been my friend.
That is quite a coincidence.
I wonder if I'm not so much going to a grocery store, but like giant party installations that Jen Scott is also at. And I'm like,
At Lydia's cult birthday party.
That might have been it.
And I just like getting that confused with the grocery store again.
Again. I do call cult parties the grocery store because it's cult. You know, it's.
Yeah.
The Latin chanting throws you off, but not for long. You're back to grocery shopping pretty quickly.
Like I'm most likely to mask up like on a plane.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If I'm flying, which I don't know if that's even the right move. That feels more symbolic than anything, because if any environment is going to have like the filtration system in place to filter out COVID, it's going to be a plane. Like, I think they have put measures in place where it would make like grocery store probably the more appropriate choice. But I don't really mask up at the grocery store either.
No,
I don't either. I hate masks so much for like just my skin is so sensitive. You can even see right now I wore a mask this week and my shit is all rocked because they just like give me crazy cystic painful acne. So I wish there was something softer. I don't know. A microfiber.
Remember when we all wore those cloth masks for a while and they were like, by the way, that didn't do shit. I don't know why you did that.
Yeah, the first mask I ever bought was absurd. It was like a Carhartt hat that had a thing you pull up. And it's like, that's just a piece of cloth. That's not the right thing. But yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to masks. If they put mask mandates in place, I'm going to follow them. There were, very recently, LA County had mask mandates in place for like doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm. And
But I think they lifted that recently, right?
Or they're I don't know. The last few times I went, like I got ill prepared. Remember how you used to always have a mask on you because you would always need it? I stopped doing that and I showed up to a doctor's appointment and they're like, what's with the whole face, buddy? And I was like, and so they handed me one and I was
fine. They should just have given you one. The fuck?
They did. They just like to shame you when you walk in like a person.
They slapped him with it first.
And then they're like, will you please shit in this mask? And I'm like, why is everyone asking for my shit?
Everyone wants Travis's poop. Travis's poop is the hot ticket on the market right now.
I got some on eBay when it was still cheap.
You know what, Travis? It's probably from you being a hike influencer. They're like, this guy's pooping in the world. We got to see what it's about.
Yeah. We got to track his place. We got to track his tracks.
Someone's following you on your hikes to make sure to see, just to wait and see if you poop.
Yeah. They're behind me with a bag. Like when you follow a dog, you're like, come on, buddy, just make and we can get it over with.
Just make is horrible.
So LA County had mask mandates. There's an article we'll link to, which I think is a good example of how, you're not going to believe this, but there are some outlets that are playing up the current COVID surge a little bit. Like, it's definitely happening. Oh. COVID is real, but there's some nuance to it. And I think one of the examples of that from this article from today.com, they mentioned that several states have put mask mandates back in place. And then they list four. Like, that's almost no states, really. Right. Like, that's not several states. And that's what you're seeing with a lot of the reporting around this current COVID surge. There's a lot of the sky is falling. Experts are saying you have to mask up everywhere all the time again, but no one's really saying that.
And what was fun too about that Today article, when I clicked on it from the document you sent over, I'm in the middle of reading this thing. It's like, oh, this is surging. This is happening. And then just a giant face of Al Roker pops up with like the thumbs up. And it's like, are you loving this content? I'm like, what the fuck? What news is this?
Yeah, Al, I'm loving this content. The fuck?
Yeah.
So tone deaf.
Read the room, pop-up ad. Yeah, the headline.
Also, how old is Al Roker?
He's like 1,000, right?
I think he's timeless. Yeah.
I was convinced he died.
Father Time, Al Roker.
I know he had cancer. He might have cancer, or maybe he beat it. But yeah, Al Roker's had some health concerns. He did lose a ton of weight.
We should ask him for his poop.
Funny enough, he pooped at the White House. He pooped his pants at the White House once.
Oh, was it funny or was it like a tragic health thing that
it was one of those like he had just had like the gastric bypass thing and a bunch of stuff was going on and he was at like I don't know, one of those correspondent dinners and he just shat himself.
Oh, so undeniably funny. Maybe he did it as a bit.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did it as a bit. Look how old he is. Guess.
63.
I'm 42.
Al he Roker? Is
69.
Nice.
If he wasn't, I wouldn't have said shit.
So here's the headline.
That's the only way I'll say shit.
So here's the headline from that today.com article. The U.S. is starting 2024 in its second largest COVID surge ever, experts say. And then the subheading, with the U.S. in the middle of a COVID surge, it's time to make sure you're vaccinated and return to masking, experts say. Now, I'm not going to say for one bit that make sure you're vaccinated is bad or faulty advice. Fucking get vaccinated.
Vaccines. Are you loving this content?
This article, it attributes the surge to a few things. Holiday gatherings, people spending more time inside. They say waning immunity from low intake of new COVID vaccines, which is interesting because that point gets countered in a later article that we'll talk about. And also, there's a new variant, JN.1. Anyone got it? Anyone?
That's almost my name.
Yeah. I was like, isn't that Jen's rap name when she's in Boogie Town Productions?
I am very highly infectious.
And a CDC update on January 5th mentioned that this new variant could be, quote, intensifying the spread of COVID-19 this winter, which...
Okay.
Yeah,
that's... Okay. Sounds like winter to me.
Test positivity and wastewater data show that viral activity in the U.S. is higher than this time last year. I guess I didn't know that that's a way we test for things, but it makes sense.
That's why they want your poop.
That's it. But again, like... You know, we're always talking about like, you know, your phone is listening to you. You know, they're tracking all your stuff. It's like, dude, they're going through your pee water. Like they're just taking your sewer water and like deciding what you're up to,
which is why privacy.
Yeah.
Which is why me, Travis and Jen are launching the Take Back Your Wastewater.
Yes.
Foundation.
Keep it.
Takebackyourwaste.org. Don't let the government intrude on your privacy. Or your poovacy.
Whoa.
Yeah, your poopvacy, I guess. Your
pissvacy.
Peevacy.
Pissvacy.
That's
a beautiful name for a baby girl.
Demand that your wastewater be returned to your home.
And we're doing a strong partnership with mason jars. Just shit in a mason jar. Keep it in your house and dispose of it in the wild.
Listen, go to masonjars.com, enter code You Don't Even Like This Show, Mason Jars promotion, COVID 2024 episode, Adam, Jen, Travis, to save 6% off your order.
And the first 100 people who do that, I will include a poo sample from me.
Ooh.
Which is the hot ticket right now.
Yeah. That also, Travis
the
Clark
guy who
poo.
Invented Mason Jars was named something Mason. Like not Mason wasn't his first name. And that makes me so annoyed.
I thought it was also people who like laid bricks. Like they were like, when Mike came.
No, it's the guy who thinks he invented a jar. And it's like, no, dude, jars have been around.
He's like, did they say Mason on them though? Did they have a screw top? Yeah.
I hate him.
So you want him to be named what? Like Jimmy Jars?
I want it to just be Jar.
Ted Jars.
Men are insane.
He's like, my first name's Don. Like, what do you want from me? I invented
this container. That's me now. What?
This is my legacy.
Yes, fuck.
Before me, you could not screw top a jar. Now after me, Jim Mason, you got a screw top.
It's the poop jar now, Mason.
For centuries.
Man has wanted to put a lid on a jar. Like, have you eaten
but
a pickle?
But then I show up, and now, do you want to make a jelly? Do you want to make a jam? Do you want to make a poo-poo? Use my jar.
Hey, I'm Mason.
He's not, though. It's his last name, which is way more upsetting.
But maybe it's like a Griffith, J. Griffith situation where like his name is like Mason Mason.
Mason
no,
M. Mason.
I really wanted his name to be Mason Jar.
His name is Mason M. Mason. Guess what the M stands for?
Mason.
Martin.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
just joking. It's
Martin
Mason.
Jar.
Yeah.
Travis got it. It was actually Mason.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm up on my Mason facts.
So yeah, I think
Mason Mavis Jar.
I think the big takeaway from the last 10 minutes or so of this podcast is the government is going through your piss and your poops to
keeping them in jars.
And they're storing them in jars. Yeah. They're sending those to DNA registries. And they know.
It's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just a warehouse full of like piss jars. And
yeah.
We have men working on it. Who? Top men. And it's just piss, 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 piss. Just
Raiders of the Last Jars.
Just reeks of asparagus in there. Oof. So yeah, beware. Maybe start. Hey, listen, if you're an Aaron Rodgers type, maybe start shitting under your bed. I don't know.
Start jarring your own shit.
I think this is a movement we could get started among right wingers if they knew.
Be like Mason.
Yeah. I used to go to the can and now I started canning. I canned my own turds, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, they could use it to grow their own crops to survive, you know.
For sure.
Perfect. How do we monetize this? This is brilliant. Like, this needs to be the new.
We need to infiltrate QAnon and it'll be done tomorrow.
We sure do. Like
if we, here's
we
what
should
we do.
Wait, we got to make our own jars that aren't Mason jars. We got to call them the Adam Travis Jen jars.
Yes. We go to your own home improvement place, whatever brand you prefer. Buy those big gallon Lowe's. Jugs and we sell those things.
Oh,
but
sure.
We brand them and we just have people poop in there. I think they're called honey buckets up in the frozen north.
That's
we
what I call them pooping up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We call them Jat Jars. That stands for Jen Adam Travis, but it's like an acronym
jars.
That just, yeah. It just rolls off the tongue.
I'm like in.
It. And I think if we just get the idea that the government is monitoring your poop, we can probably sell 1 million to 1.5 million Jat jars.
That's
in like a month.
So true.
And yeah, it's solid too, because then people be like, dude, can you hold on for a second? I got to take a Jat. And they just go off and they're, that's the new go into the
legacy.
Bathroom. Yeah,
this is our legacy. Fuck you, Mason.
Yeah. We're the new Mason. Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Buy Jat jars in stores now.
I mean, do we really need to go any further with this? We have solved the world problems.
I mean, honestly, we shouldn't release this and we should just put out the Jat jars.
I mean,
like, this has just been a great brainstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the right wingers aren't listening to this anyway. We can still put it out and then the audience will have fun with us as we.
The Q people never find this.
Yeah.
And just get scammed.
Either that or they'll find it and assume it's just part of the conspiracy that's meant to keep them from buying Jat jars. Yeah,
this
we'll be like, that's AI, you idiots. That's a deep fake, obviously. We would never disavow the Jat jar. So
yeah, the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. This is great.
Wastewater privacy. You need a Jat jar.
Yeah, this is how we buy an island. Not Hell for bad stuff, just for cool stuff. Jet skiing and stuff.
And then
island, it's different.
Yeah. But then we can monitor each other's wastewater.
Right.
You know, properly.
And then it turns into like a real tense thing where we're like, no one trusts each other because of what we're seeing in each other's jars.
There's like secret scientists studying poop. Like, we can't let them find out.
Oh, this is great.
I
this
great. On an island, our island. Just sit there and analyze poop on it. Like, we got island living. What are you doing on it? Looking at shit.
Literally, dude.
Yeah, literally, bro.
But seriously, COVID cases are higher globally also. According to the World Health Organization.
Isn't that literally winter, though? Like, that's what I'm trying to say is, like, winter Every time it happens, people get more sick. How shocking.
Well, when they say higher, they also mean higher than last year at this time, because it's a bigger surge than we've had before. And it's the second biggest. Again, Omicron is still the GOAT from an infectivity and naming standpoint. But there are some projections that show that as many as 1 in 3 people in the U.S. could be infected with COVID during peak months of the current wave, and up to 2 million could be infected in a single day. They didn't name what day, though, which feels irresponsible.
Because, yeah, you just stay home that day.
1 in 3?
Yeah, 1 in 3 is a lot.
I don't fucking believe that at all.
One of us has it right now.
Yeah, one of us has it.
No, I just got tested and I haven't been anywhere. So no, we don't. That's a dumb statistic.
I don't know. One of us is sick right now, and one of us has a name very similar to the current variant. So yeah.
The Gen 1 variant.
Yeah.
Jen, it is me, the contagion.
Jen, I'm sure you hear this
right there. Yeah.
I'm sure you hear this 5 times a day, but can you poop in a bag for me and Travis so we can check out?
Yeah.
It's gonna cost you, buddy.
No, this is for research. This is gratis.
Pay a
this
pretty
is
for- penny for this poop.
Yeah, don't make a subpoena it, please. Sapoona it.
Damn.
Just sit there and you throw a poo bag at somebody. You've been served. Now shit in that.
This is science.
On
everybody.
Our island, that's how we say hello.
You're listening to us talk science right now.
I literally need more water. I'm gonna die.
Also science.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Water, if you can go quite a while without food, but you can't go very long without water.
So everything about this current surge, of course, it's bad. I mean, the headlines that you're reading make it clear. Everyone's getting COVID right now. I can attest. Everyone in LA has COVID right now. It made scheduling this episode a nightmare. But you also won't be shocked to know that it's not quite as bad as some of these headlines are making it out to be. Because COVID...
Oh, is the news exaggerating?
I know. Crazy. Crazy. I know. But it's true. It does seem like that's happening. There is obviously a lot of COVID going around. But in that same CDC statement about higher COVID rates, they also pointed out that those who've been infected are far less likely to become seriously ill than earlier in the pandemic. And that's good. I mean, I would argue the biggest concern about COVID is that it kills people. And
yeah,
if less people are dying as a result,
that's cool.
Good. That's obviously good.
Yeah. When I like found out that I had the flu and strep, I was like, at least I don't have COVID. And my friend was like, yeah, you have 2 worse things.
Yeah. I mean, those things are both bad. I had strep.
At least you have 2 worse things.
I had strep throat a bunch of times in high school. And the last time I had it, I was like, I've had this so many times. I'm just not even going to deal with it. Like, I'm not even going to the doctor. I'm just going to ride it out. It turned into scarlet fever. My doctor was like, is it the fucking 1800s? How do you have scarlet fever, kid? Like, we eradicated this. And it's like, oh, well, I had strep and I just didn't go to the doctor.
Is that what strep turns into?
It can, yeah.
Wow.
It can turn into a lot of things. It's very fucked.
Yeah. When I heard scarlet fever, I was like, I'm not a doctor, but that sounds old timey as shit, right?
Yeah, it sounds like
swell shut from strep.
Yeah.
Scarlet fever sounds like one of those, like, you know, you were a settler, you know, and then the winter, well, we lost the first kid to
scarlet fever. Sounds like a way you die in Oregon Trail.
Exactly.
Scarlet fever sounds like a bad drag queen.
Is that a bad name? I feel like that would actually be.
It's definitely overused. Like, there's probably 100 queens named Scarlet fever. And we've heard of none of them.
Yeah. All those scarlet fever drag queens out there catching strays on this week's episode.
And they're like, now I gotta change my name.
Sorry, bitch. Get more original.
You heard it here first. Also, that wastewater data that most outlets are citing, it does exceed last winter's level, but not by a lot. They're like comparable. There's more, but I feel like it's that kind of thing where they're like, hey, incidents of this are up 300%. And it's like, okay, give me the actual numbers. Well, there was 1 last year and now there's like 4. And it's like, all right, that
Exactly. Yeah.
That
well, we weren't looking at this last year at all. And now we decided we should look at this and there's a drastic increase because we're looking at it more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also,
we're bored.
Here's a quote from John Brownstein, who directs the Computational Epidemiology Lab at Boston Children's Hospital.
I used to work there.
Yeah. Anyone ever been? Save 10% off your medical procedure at checkout. No, that's not true. Don't. So here's the quote. It's obviously detecting the amount of copies of the virus, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a direct match to the number of cases. We just need to be careful about extrapolating these results to numbers that could create fear and anxiety. And he's talking about that wastewater data.
Yeah.
Here's another quote from Amy Kirby, who oversees wastewater surveillance at the CDC, which,
oh boy,
rewind in your head, that's the outfit that put out the statement about wastewater data in the first
place. Professional poo collector.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is who BBC sent Travis the bag. Yeah. She was trying to secure that bag from Travis. This is the quote from Amy Kirby.
Get a bag.
That, and this is also about the wastewater data. That will tell us there are more infections in those communities, but I don't know if it's going to have any impact. Our hospitals aren't necessarily feeling greater stress than they did last year. End quote. And that seems important too. Like, if numbers are up, but it's not the same chaos it was at hospitals, that feels like a good thing also.
True, but it's also talking about, like, managing data the way, you know, massaging the data to get what you want. I don't think they're feeling stress any less or that the stress ever lessened. I think if you work in healthcare, you're just like, this is the worst, you know? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not denying that the baseline for working in healthcare or just working with the public in general, but especially in healthcare, like the baseline is going to be kind of stressed all the time. But yeah, at least so far, it seems like what's happening with COVID isn't leading to the same hospital situations it did before.
Did you ever see any of those crazy, like I had to go to the doctor kind of peak pandemic and like they had those weird tents on the outside and
yeah.
Did you ever see any of those? Like that was some weird stuff, man.
Yeah, that all felt creepy. There were a lot of moments during COVID that felt horror movie AF.
It was super horror movie AF.
The earliest one for me was really early in the lockdowns when we were all like really locked down. Stores were closed. We were just staying home. I was working with the window open and we didn't have the TV on. I wasn't listening to music. And apparently one of my neighbors was an opera singer and just started practicing her opera singing. So that was just like reverberating through the apartment complex while we're all locked down from this new disease no one knows anything about. And I was like, this feels ominous. This
was
feels
like
the moment.
Was she a cappella singing like a 90s alternative hit? Because that's like the, that's when like you know you're in a horror movie. Opera. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was the woman from Evanescence. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, was she good?
I mean, yeah. Like, you're not going to put it on blast like that if you're not good.
Imagine a bad opera singer. I don't think I've ever heard that. Like, if someone is an opera singer, they like are good at it. And I've never heard someone be like shitty at opera.
Yeah, I think you got to be good at it. Like when I lived in Burbank,
I think to say you're an opera singer, you have to like be good at it.
When I lived in Burbank,
not like comedy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, comedy. You just have to be nice to the right people. Yeah, when I lived in Burbank,
I don't even know if that's true.
There was a guy who would play piano in his living room, and it was like he had the big picture window in the front. He would open the door and it's like that guy knows we're watching when we walk by, and he was good. He was really good. But like, yeah, why not make that's it a cool show?
Yeah,
also a good time for like
I could sing like that, I'd be fucking busting that shit out all the time.
Yeah,
I had a roommate in college who was an opera singer, and that shit gets old, man.
Because he'd
practice like a lot, and you're like, I get it, that's your thing, but I need to go to sleep. Yeah,
frightening. Because I just started dating an opera singer. I'm not even lying.
What?
I'm so serious.
The hell, what is happening?
I was like, how did this come up?
And you and Travis just had the cake lady incident. Yeah.
What's going on today?
What is going on?
Simulation vibes.
This is crazy.
I know. So I had to say something because I was like, this is too many. And I don't ever say that I'm dating anyone. So erase that from your mind.
So there are some things. I know people are probably shouting at the whatever format they're using to listen to this, which is that, yeah, COVID numbers seem comparable to last year, but we're not like testing for COVID the way we did. And that's true. That's absolutely true. That
is, yeah.
Hospitals used to test everyone for COVID when they first showed up. And now they test people with respiratory illnesses. So there could be asymptomatic cases and things of the like slipping through the cracks. That's absolutely true. And I think that's why, I mean, it's kind of, it's an iffy thing to say, like, obviously, well, if it starts getting bad at the hospital level, then we know we have a problem. But at the same time, you could just do the stuff now to prevent it from becoming a problem at the hospital level. It's just a question of whether states, cities, counties are going to be willing to do that.
I don't think people are, we barely made it through the first, you know, mandates. I don't think people are going to want to be inconvenienced again because we're just a bunch of selfish babies.
I did see, and I know this is just anecdotal, it was one guy, but there was a news report on local LA news and it was like in Orange County and they were talking to people on the street and they asked this guy about mask mandates and he was like, yeah, I was really opposed to it because, you know, I wasn't sure if they worked. I didn't like the government telling me what to do, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like Orange County.
But then the woman was like, so what if they put mask mandates back in place? He was like, I would just wear a mask. Like, I feel like...
Interesting.
I feel like there was some level of not so much I'm opposed to this, but just like, well, this is what all my friends are doing. They're all opposing masks.
And now they're dead.
And now they're either dead or if I keep that up, I'm going to have to like fight a guy every time I have to go into a Payless shoe store or something. Like they're going to put COVID guards at the door, which I maintain we
happened.
Well, if we go back to mask mandates, there needs to be a COVID bouncer at the door. We can't have the 18-year-old kid working at the Nike store enforcing that shit. Like that needs to be
nightmare.
Someone.
If you go to a small mountain or desert town, all that shit goes out the window because they just don't give a shit. They're just like, whatever. Yeah.
So here is another quote from Amy Kirby at the CDC. What this is more likely telling us is there are a lot of mild cases of COVID, even asymptomatic cases of COVID in the community, and it's just not causing as much severe infections, likely because of high rates of vaccination, which is interesting because...
That's the opposite of the other article.
The other article implied that rates are up because people aren't getting vaccinated. And they could both be right. The person in the first article was referring to the most recent booster, I believe. And I think Amy Kirby at the CDC is talking more about people being vaccinated in general. Because, like, I mean, even if you didn't get the most recent booster, if you've been vaccinated, that's good. That's good.
And that's still in your wastewater, right?
Yeah. As far as I can tell, from all the wastewater I've examined recently.
Good.
Yeah. It seems like that is true. Weekly COVID fatalities averaged 1,500 between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's still a lot and have risen slightly since hospitalization started increasing in November. But that number still represents less than half the fatalities we had a year ago, which again, less people dying is good.
Okay, so you're saying this is the second biggest surge, but like it's 50% of the biggest surge. So it's
kind of just a surge.
Yeah.
So one final quote from the Washington Post article that all of this about how you don't necessarily have, I mean, you obviously have to worry about COVID. Just don't let the headlines freak you out the way they want to freak you out. This is a quote from that Washington Post article. It's possible the December death toll will rise as new data is examined, but experts say evidence so far suggests patients hospitalized with COVID are less likely to die compared with last winter. So it seems like, yes, there's more COVID going around, but it's not your grandfather's COVID. This is that Gen Alpha COVID.
Yeah, highly contagious.
It's me. Yeah.
Highly contagious, but you'll live through it, baby.
Yeah. There's other good news when it comes to COVID. It seems like we might be close to figuring out long COVID, which, woof, that seems like a nightmare. I thought
long COVID was like supposed to be essentially an entirely different disease that was caused by you getting COVID.
It seems like it is, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it starts with COVID, but then, yeah, it turns into something. It seems like, at least according to this research that just came out, it turns into another thing entirely when it becomes long COVID.
We got regular COVID. We got long COVID. We got short COVID.
What do you want?
Medium length COVID.
Yeah. Which COVID do you want? I mean, it's not a great analogy, but I heard it's similar to like how HIV is what leads to AIDS. It's like COVID leads to calling long COVID.
Yeah, I think that's
actually a separate thing. Yeah.
So there is obviously a more sciencey way to put it, but the gist is that in people with long COVID, part of the immune system stays active way after it's supposed to. This study found they followed 113 COVID patients for a year after they were infected, just walking behind them with a bag, waiting for them to shit like you do with dogs.
I've been there. I know what it's like.
And at the six-month mark, 40 people had developed long COVID symptoms, and repeated blood samples brought up a difference in the blood of people with long COVID. Here's a quote. A group of proteins indicated that a part of the body's immune system called the complement system, sounds nice, remained activated long after it should have returned to normal. And that's an end quote. And basically, when you have a virus or a bacterial infection, the complement system activates and it binds to those viruses or that bacteria and it eliminates them. But it's supposed to stop once the virus or the bacteria is gone. If it sticks around, it starts attacking healthy cells. And one of the things it can cause is microclots in the blood. And that is a common symptom with long COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That can lead to things like intolerance for exercise, which is a symptom of long COVID because you just don't have the necessary oxygen to do it. And
you got thick ass blood now. Like you can't exercise with thick ass blood.
And it also restricts the flow of blood to the brain, which could cause the brain fog that's associated with long COVID.
And that sentence was brought to you by brain fog.
Big brain fog in our pockets. So the good news is that now that we know this, it could lead to like tests and treatments and things for long
COVID. Looking at our poop.
Yeah, which that would be good. I know long COVID is a bitch.
Wait a minute. Maybe my poop cures long COVID and that's why people are trying to get so much of it. I have some kind of poop enzyme that fixes this. And they're like, mail us more of your poop, buddy. And I have like $1 billion shits and I should be kind of like, you know, talking to, I don't know, big pharma.
You got to talk to Mason about his jar scheme.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get in on
jet,
that.
Jet. Jet Island.
Damn. That sounds good.
It does.
Got legs.
Yeah.
So last thing, it could just turn out that all of this fuss about the second biggest COVID surge of all time could just be like old news soon, because what we really need to start getting ready for is disease X. Ooh, that sounds,
God damn it.
That sounds so cool.
That sounds like a new metal band that I for sure might have written off 20 years ago. And now I'm like, you know, that album was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Disease X.
Disease X is a term that was first coined by the World Health Organization in 2018.
I've been waiting.
I get it.
I've been just.
And just FYI, it's disease 10. Just, I don't want to be that person.
Oh, yeah. Roman numerals. Okay, yeah. Travis.
Just FYI.
This is why they want his poop. This is why they want his poop.
Yeah.
He thinks he's better than us and he's right.
The term, quote, represents the knowledge that a serious international epidemic could be caused by a pathogen currently unknown to cause human disease, end quote. That would be a problem because at least with COVID, we knew it was a coronavirus, which that's what started a lot of the early conspiracy theories is people were like, well, if coronavirus is new, how come it's listed on the things this can of Lysol wipes can also kill from 4 years ago? And it's because coronavirus is like SARS, MERS, like those are all coronaviruses. So we at least had that. We knew we were dealing with a coronavirus. It was
if
just
Corona is new, why have I been drinking it for years?
All right. I'm
I can't
Travis
do the hearts.
Is trying to do the hearts and he can't.
I can do it. There we go.
Oh, yeah. I thought bats were going
to
come
have,
out.
You have to have love in your heart or it won't work.
Jen, you sound like my parents.
That's what your parents are like? Damn. My parents are like, get out of here, kid.
So this new disease, it's most likely to emerge. It's most likely to emerge as a respiratory virus and could already be in circulation among animals. Jen, watch out. There's an animal behind you.
Clarence, are you disease X?
But it just hasn't transferred to humans yet. A panel of experts gathered last week during the World Economic Forum in Davos to discuss disease X, which obviously has conspiracy theory types up in arms. Which,
well, everything about from location to the name of this sounds like some Bond villain shit.
And
it sounds so fucking made up. I was like, okay.
And yeah, like, don't for a second let your feelings on COVID or vaccines take away from the fact that the World Economic Forum is kind of sketchy. Like, it's just billionaires getting together to decide how the world's going to work for the next.
Is that the thing where they touched the glowing orb at some point too?
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure they like worship a burning owl statue or some shit like Bohemian Grove. I'm sure there's all kinds of
cult party.
Yeah. But also we should be ready for new diseases when they're going to happen. But
I'm ready, baby.
But there are some concerns that surveillance of diseases just turns into surveillance. And yeah, it does.
That's why you need a jet jar.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Get your jet jar. We got to put those up on our new merch store, which I should have plugged early on. But if you go to
buy a fucking shirt,
if you go to youdontshow.link/shop, there are new shirts and so many colors, styles, sweatshirts, hoodies, t-shirts. You can get all of that.
I drew a Mothman for all of you.
Jen drew a Mothman. Jen did the Conspiracy the Show shirt that you can get there. And it's not pre-sales. It's not pre-orders. Just go buy one. They'll send it to you. I'm not going to send it to you. We make less money that way, but it's fine. I prefer less work. But hey, go buy some stuff. I guess we've moved into plugs, haven't we?
I believe
it will
so.
Cure you of disease X, which hasn't happened yet.
That is true. Our shirts will help prevent disease X.
Corona disease X.
Yes.
The more shirts you have, the better protected you are.
Hypothetically. Hypothetically. It's a hypothetical disease. So we don't know. The shirts could protect you.
Are actually called Jat shirts now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
inspired by Mason.
Yes.
Thank you, Mason. We love you.
Top shirt. You can
shout out to Mason.
So yeah, disease X is coming. So COVID. What's COVID?
Yeah, we're gonna look back at COVID and be like, oh, dude, COVID was child's play, dude. I had disease X. I had disease Y. Yeah. I had disease Z. I had them all.
COVID, more like disease IX.
Yeah.
Can we just focus on the one that's my name before we move on to X?
Yeah, yeah, we're still in the midst
more on Jen.
The Gen 1 surge.
Gen 1.
I do think that's our episode, though. Mask up if you want to mask up. It's not going to hurt.
No.
Sew all your holes closed while you're at it.
you know,
do that.
That is the more, yeah, that is the more aggressive and probably safer pattern. Do that.
It seems like easier. Maybe it's less wasteful too.
Yeah.
It would be easier.
Save the environment. Sew your holes shut.
Yeah.
If you can't ingest a virus because you have no open holes, you will be healthier.
You hear that? Right wingers?
That's a jet guarantee.
Get your soul, your holes closed shut kit with purchase of Jet Jar.
Yeah. And then limited what time. You do is you sew up and glue. You got to make sure you get a good glue in there too.
Do it.
Super glue every hole. Everyone. And then once a year, you purge. You just purge everything into your Jet Jar and you just keep that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think we fixed it. I think we, I think we bridged
disease
the divide.
X will now never happen.
Ugh. I'm so glad we solved the world's problems today.
I mean, it's what I came here to do.
That's what I wake up to do every day.
Every day.
As the dictator of Earth.
It's what we do every day, I would argue.
Jet, it's what we do.
Jet, 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 jet.
Jet, 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 jet,
jet, jet, jet.
All right, well.
Wow.
Jen and Travis, a.k.a. Jet, thank you both for doing the pod. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
I already plugged the merch store. That's all I got. AdamTodBrown.substack.com also. Jen, what do you got to plug?
What does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Okay, great. Then on the 28th, come see my hour show called Jen's Seven Wonders of the World at PDA Space. It's Sunday at 2 p.m., so I know you're not doing fucking anything else. Come! And other stuff online. And also, I'm a wallet chain guy now.
Oh, nice.
Congrats. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
Travis, what do you got to plug?
Well, Marvel Move is still going on, and I'm still Nightcrawler in it. So if you want to get fit in 2024 and do running missions while listening to Marvel superheroes tell you an audio story, download Marvel Move, and you'll hear this guy be Nightcrawler.
Do
ready to do some more of it. So there'll be even more of me in the near future on it. Follow me on the Instagram. I am working on becoming a hike influencer. Not really, but I'm doing a lot of hiking stuff. And if you want to see some of the cool places I go, follow me at Track Rivals on Instagram. And you can see me as I attempt to train to summit Mount Whitney this year, because I have unfinished business with that very tall mountain.
Whoa. Unfinished. Okay, that's cool.
Business. Travis left a body up there and he's going to bring it back down.
He forgot to bury it. He got up there and just left it there. So that's kind of fucked.
Yeah. So I got to get back up there pretty quick because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Train, buddy.
So, all right. I think that's it. Let's get out of here. Jen, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Travis, say goodbye.
Hermites, goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street, bring a blood object to Bristol Street. I'm not-